If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores, like Urban Outfitters, Fenty Beauty, and Expedia. And even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use, and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Hospitals under siege.
It's relentless. It's day after day.
Ready and waiting on a vaccine.
We have a system in place to begin within 24 hours.
Trump campaign targets Michigan vote.
Put country over party and do the will of the people.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, COVID cases in the U.S. shattered another daily record yesterday with more than 187,000. More than 2,000 deaths reported. White House Task Force Dr. Deborah Birx says that kind of level was expected to happen around Christmas, not this soon.
This is more cases more rapidly than what we had seen before.
And today, Pfizer is applying for emergency use authorization of its promising vaccine. Health Secretary Alex Azar on CBS This Morning.
If the data is as solid as it appears, and if the company is transparent in their interactions, we literally could be weeks away from the authorization of a 95% effective vaccine.
Here's CBS's David Begno.
With emergency use authorizations, or EUAs as they're known, for vaccines on the horizon, officials say distribution could start within weeks.
EUA comes. 24 hours later, vaccines will be distributed.
Dr. Anthony Fauci called the results of coronavirus vaccine trials extraordinary, and he urged all Americans to get vaccinated as soon as possible.
The process of the speed did not compromise at all safety, nor did it compromise scientific integrity.
Meanwhile, the fight continues in ICUs across America, where nurses are battling not just the virus, but denial. Registered nurse Ashley Bartholomew says she was shocked when one of her COVID patients in an El Paso hospital told her this.
He just kind of gestured towards the TV like, well, fake news. It doesn't really seem like it's more than a flu. I said to him, I have never seen so much death and so much sickness in the past 2 weeks than I have in my entire 10 years in healthcare combined.
Bartholomew says she cried in front of him. And she says after that patient left the ICU, his perspective changed.
He said, I saw the other people and I was wrong.
California has imposed a nighttime curfew banning non-essential travel after 10 p.m.
It's a bunch of tomfoolery.
I don't approve of it, but it's going to happen. It's going
to
happen.
It's time for us to start taking it seriously.
It starts over the weekend. Sheriffs in some counties say they won't enforce it. In speaking with CBS's Tony DeCoppel, Health Secretary Azar pushed back this morning on the assertion that the transition roadblock put up by the White House will hamper President-elect Biden.
The same career people at CDC, FDA, Defense Department, HHS that are running this response in Operation Warp Speed on January 19th are going to be the same people on January 21st.
It sounds like you're saying that Joe Biden is incorrect when he says this delay is going to cost lives.
Absolutely incorrect.
Well, after defeats in court in several states, President Trump is now pushing to overturn the vote in Michigan, where he lost by more than 150,000 votes. CBS's Weijia Jiang.
The president is now getting directly and publicly involved, making the unprecedented move to invite Michigan's top Republican lawmakers to the White House. It appears to be part of a plan to overturn the results of the state, which he lost by more than 150,000 votes. The invitation comes after Mr. Trump personally called the two Republican members of Michigan's Wayne County Board of Canvassers. Afterward, they said they wanted to rescind their votes to certify the county's results, despite no evidence of widespread voter fraud. Late last night, Republican Senator Mitt Romney blasted President Trump on Twitter, writing the president has now resorted to overt pressure on state and local officials to subvert the will of the people. It is difficult to imagine a worse, more undemocratic action by a sitting American president.
A hand count of ballots in Georgia confirmed Joe Biden's win over President Trump. Election results will be certified later today. The New York Times reports the New York State Attorney General and Manhattan District Attorney have sent subpoenas to the Trump Organization looking for records about consulting fees paid to Ivanka Trump. It follows Times reporting on decades worth of President Trump's tax filings. On Twitter, Ivanka Trump called it harassment pure and simple. While a new look at the circumstances surrounding an explosive BBC interview with Princess Diana 25 years ago has gotten a royal stamp of approval.
Well, there were three of us in this marriage, so it was a bit crowded.
In 1995, Princess Diana stunned the world when she detailed her failing marriage with Prince Charles and admitted to her own affair with a British officer.
Were you unfaithful?
Yes, I adored him.
Now, for the first time, Diana's elder son, Prince William, is commenting on the explosive interview, calling a new independent investigation into how it was secured a step in the right direction. The BBC ordered the review after Diana's brother renewed claims that Martin Bashir, the journalist who did the interview, produced fake documents to win his family's trust. Roxana Saberi, CBS News, London.
The death toll from Hurricane Iota in Central America now tops 40, a figure that's expected to rise. In Honduras and Nicaragua, there are concerns about the spread of the coronavirus in jammed shelters where thousands have sought refuge. At a time when healthcare professionals in this country are overwhelmed, CBS's Chip Reed tells us one coronavirus patient in Utah showed his appreciation in a unique way.
COVID patient Grover Wilhelmson's request from his ICU bed was one his medical team probably had never heard before. Intubated and unable to speak at Intermountain Healthcare's McKay D Hospital last month, the retired music teacher used paper and pen to ask if his wife Diana could bring his violin so he could play as a thank you to the doctors and nurses.
He let the violin do the talking for him because he couldn't talk himself.
He wrote the note to nurse Sierra Sassy.
I cried.
She was so inspired, she piped the music into the hallway so her colleagues could hear.
One of my coworkers described it as, you know, a light in the COVID darkness, which I think is perfect.
She says he played his heart out and it touched hers.
This is something that will follow me for the rest of my career.
Sometimes music is the very best medicine for the patients and those who heal. Chip Reed, CBS News, Washington.
The pandemic will likely alter the Christmas season in a number of ways. CBS's Naomi Ruckham says toys will still be part of it.
The race is on to buy the must-have holiday toys kids are clamoring for. The Toy Insider's Marissa DiBartolo says this year many parents have their own wish list with old-school items, including the Price is Right-inspired Plinko game.
Families are really looking for things like board games and activity toys and things that they can all play together.
The National Retail Federation says Legos and other classic toys like Barbie are popular this year. So are high-tech video game consoles.
Joe Biden is celebrating his 78th birthday today. In 2 months, he'll be sworn in as the oldest president in the nation's history. A year ago, his doctor described him as healthy and vigorous. Biden has promised to be totally transparent about all aspects of his health. The World News Roundup is produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary and it's not boring. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and maybe more importantly, on your life. I'm going to be your financial coach, someone who brings common sense and an insider's perspective on how to manage your money and your emotions. And I promise we are going to have a little bit of fun along the way. Have a question from retirement to career changes to college funding? Just send us an email at askjill@jillonmoney.com. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.